We still were fighting hard. You know, we were still in the games. Just, things just ended up, you know, when it came down to the end of it, when we really needed to make plays, it didn't go our way. So, you know, I'm just ready to get back, rest, and look forward to next season.
You had a new general manager come in. He was introduced to the media on Friday. He makes moves immediately. Fires Mark Ross. Gets the tackles. I mean, your right tackle is waived, and your left tackle is not playing. Did the players take note of that, and was that message sent?
I mean, you know, when somebody comes in, you know, you're gonna see changes, you know, and that's just the nature of the business. So I think everybody just already knew what everything had in store, you know, things to come. So, I mean, we already know all you can do is just handle what you got to do, do your job, and, you know, whatever else happens.
You take no, I mean, that happened in 24 hours. Yeah. This was, did you guys,
I've been in this business for a little while, so it's not too many things surprise me. And that's just football at the end of the day. The new general manager, he came in here to do a job, and he's right now he's trying to do it to the best of his abilities, and whatever his decisions are, those are his decisions. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Did you hear his mission statement, Ovi? Gettleman's mission statement and how he wants to set up this organization?
I didn't really hear all of it.
Okay. Because I was curious if anything kind of resonated with you or something you heard that said, hey, you know what, that sounds pretty good.
I think the one of the pieces I heard about that he said, you know, while he's here, he's going to basically go down swinging with whatever he has to do, whatever decisions he has to make. So, you know, he's very motivated. You know, I know his history. He's been here a little while, you know, before. So, you know, all you can do is be optimistic.